أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're now looking at Quran City. And before I go and look at any of the suburbs of Quran City, we have to look at Surah Al-Fatiha. Because in essence, this is the first completed surah to be revealed. It is also a summary of the Quran, and it sort of sets the scene. See, the entire Quran is a dialogue between Allah and human beings. And this surah is a conversation between the human being and Allah, teaching us how to converse with our Creator, how to access Him. The surah awakens the soul to Iman, submission to divinity, in order to reach one's full potential. And every single Muslim may not know any other surah of the Quran, but this one we know in particular. We recite it in Salah. It is the core of our Salah. So divide the surah into three parts. Ayah 1 to 4, 5 to 6, and Ayah 7. Quite simple. So the first part is, who is Allah? So imagine that you didn't know a God and you went shopping for a God. You went looking for a God. And you looked at Surah Al-Fatiha because it was indeed in an introduction. And it told you that this Allah, this God, was Rabb. Rabb is a master, a cherisher, a nourisher, a sustainer. Basically, one who encompasses all of my existence, but more so, who takes me to my full potential step by step. Then he is Rahman and Rahim. When two words that are similar are placed together, it is to accentuate their difference. So Rahman and Rahim, translated as beneficent and merciful, both mean the same. But Rahman is extremely merciful. He's all-encompassing and immediate. Rahim is permanent, constant, and particular to an abd, to a slave. It's phenomenal. And then he's also Malik or Malik. He's the owner and the controller of the day of Qiyamah. So when we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and gratitude are for the master of the worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he is the one whose mercy encompasses all creation. And then there's also a special earmark compassion to those who are attached to him, who submit to him. And Maliki Yawmiddin, he's the owner and the controller, the micro and the macro of everything I do. He is who I am accountable towards. And this section encompasses our belief. The Rabb encompasses monotheism, the Tawheed. The Rahman and Rahim encompasses guidance, because it is through his mercy that we are guided, that he sent prophets. And Malik and Malik encompass the day of Qiyamah or accountability. The next section, now we've realized that this is such an awesome God, Rabb, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, O Malik. We immediately say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You and you alone do I wish to be a slave of. See, na'budu comes from abada, which means smooth. An abd is at peace because he knows that the Rabb is in charge, knows that there is no act that is significant unless it is linked to the Rabb, and knows if I link anything to him, then things will be smooth. Remember, we talked about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, and you alone do I ask for help. Nasta'in is a statement of desperation. It's from isti'ana, aun, help in matters we're struggling with. So we are now talking to him. We're saying, Ya Allah, we wish to become your slaves. We wish to seek help in something that we're struggling with. And then we say, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, because he says, or his angels will say, what are you struggling with? And this is probably the core of the whole surah. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Loosely translated, guide us on the straight path. But in essence, guide us to our full potential. Mustaqim comes from istiqama, which is straight up, which is down to up. We're going upwards to divinity, upwards to our full potential. That's phenomenal, because we're asked, what do you want help in? I want to do my best. I want to reach my personal best. And then the third section, which is Ayah 7, is the reply from divinity. And it says, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Follow the path of those whom I have blessed. In other words, it's past tense. Follow the path of those whom I have blessed. غير المغضوب, not of those whom there is anger on. عليهم ولا الضالين, nor those who have gone astray. So our first question is going to be, who are those who are whom you have blessed? And the answer is pretty simple. He says, read the rest of my Quran. It's a phenomenal surah. And I've just looked at the sort of tip of the iceberg. We could go on and on about this. But I repeat again, divide it into three. Who is Allah? And then we reach out to him and say, we want to be your slaves. We want help. What do we want help in? We want to reach our full potential. And then the answer comes and says, follow the path of those whom he has blessed. Not those on whom there is anger, and that is general anger, and not those who are lost. And inshallah, we will continue with looking at Quran City. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to reach our full potential, to reach our personal best. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.